Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. On the phone now, joining me, Senator Glenn Grothman, a Republican senator from Wisconsin. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good evening.
Things are exciting in Wisconsin these days.
Well, right. Maybe you can hear the chanting in the background. We're in Madison, Wisconsin today, and a lot of loud public employees, as well as people busting from other states, are chanting, trying to get Governor Walker to cave in on his plan to reduce public employee benefits.
What is your take on that from your point of view, where we stand today? What are we on, day five or six of this?
Well, it's the fifth day since the bill was supposed to come to the floor of the state Senate. Actually, there's a slight decrease in the crowd today compared to the past. Of course, there is a lot of snow today in Wisconsin, so that might have something to do with it. Governor Walker is proposing something which is absolutely necessary to solve Wisconsin's budget crisis. Wisconsin's budget was left in a complete mess by people who were defeated in the election last November, and Governor Walker is doing all he can to get our budget balanced one more time without reducing any services that people want.
It feels, from observing from the outside, because we aren't there, and Wisconsin has a lot of the same problems that Michigan has with budget difficulties and things being in turmoil, and at the point where any cuts are going to be painful now because the excess has been trimmed a long time ago. It looks as though the lines have been firmly drawn. Was this a necessary step to get to?
Oh, absolutely, it was a necessary step. I mean, like Michigan, Wisconsin, first of all, has a reputation for a bad business climate. So we can't add any more taxes on wealthy people or more taxes on business, because all that would do is drive down our business rankings. The only thing we can do is cut government spending. And in the state of Wisconsin, we had the most generous public employee pensions in the country, or the most generous deal in the country, with state employees not kicking in anything. So for Governor Walker to require state employees to pay part of the cost of their own pension is hardly out of line. It was absolutely necessary.
So they had the employees' unions hadn't been making concessions in the past?
Oh, no. There were no concessions being made. And you could tell as soon as Governor Walker proposed it, the public employees went nuts. I mean, I attended a public hearing, and everybody complaining that what is going to amount to an 8 or 9% reduction in take-home pay was going to cause people to lose their houses, and how horrible everything was. Now, eventually, the unions figured out that the public was in favor of public employees taking an 8 or 9% cut of pay because so many members of the public had lost their jobs altogether. So now they're falling back on this collective bargaining thing. Unfortunately, collective bargaining for public employees has led to situations in which public employees cannot or do not have to do what they're ordered to do by their school district or by their mayor or what have you. And if we can find a way to deploy public employees more efficiently, we cannot afford to go through a collective bargaining process, which could take years. The other thing that has these public employees concerned, which hasn't been publicized a lot, is Governor Walker wants to give the public employees the right not to contribute towards their unions. And for some of these public employees, it might be $300, $400, $500 a year that they have to contribute to their union. Well, one way they can deal with these mild cutbacks is to not pay union dues. And that, of course, has the union bosses, some of which are making over six-figure salaries, absolutely besides themselves.
Now, some have accused, and I'm not putting words in anyone's mouth, but I watch the news and have been following along in newspapers and online reports, are accusing Governor Scott Walker of union busting. Do you agree with that, or is that not what he's trying to do here?
Well, he continues to allow unions to bargain in this state for wages, but I wouldn't call it union busting. I mean, I do think it should be a fundamental right not to be forced to contribute to a union if you want to be a public school teacher in the state, if you want to be a social worker in the state, what have you. Now, I don't really consider that union busting. I consider that freedom. But I realize there are a lot of union bosses who want to go back to the bad old days where no matter how much you disagree with your union, you can be forced to pay $300 or $400 or $500 a year towards the salary of some wealthy big poobah of the public employee unions.
I'm wondering, given the current climate, how many union members would be vocal about saying, gosh, that would be great if I didn't have to contribute?
Well, it's a very difficult thing. You know, I have talked to many conservative employees around the state, as is every Republican. And while most public employees vote Democrat, there are tens of thousands of public employees in the state who vote Republican. But until now, they've been scared to death to speak up in their teacher lounges or whatever for fear that their fellow employees would come down on them or things would be difficult. So hopefully we'll create a little bit more freedom of expression in the teacher's lounges in the state of Wisconsin.
Were the crowds a surprise, the numbers of the crowds and how they've grown? Well, I'll start with that question.
Well, no, it's not a surprise at all. We have a lot of people here. Just as if something like this was done in Michigan, Madison is the state capital of the state of Wisconsin. And we have tens of thousands of employees who work within a mile of the state capital, not to mention the University of Wisconsin, one of the biggest public universities in the country, is located less than a mile away as well. So between the state employees, the university employees, the college students, and the permanent hangers-on who still haven't grown out of the 60s that every big university attracts, you know, the type of people wearing ponytails who work at the local co-op, it's not difficult to get 10 or 20,000 people to show up here.
Well, and there are a lot of similarities between Madison, Wisconsin, and Lansing, Michigan, with MSU here as well as the Capitol and so forth. So there are a lot of parallels, and Michigan is, you know, is a very big union state as well. So I'm seeing a lot of parallels here as well.
Right, and we don't know how many people are here from out of state. We have heard evidence of people as far away as Michigan getting alerts, getting emails from their union saying, come to Wisconsin. If you look at the license plates around here, I don't see a lot of Michigan license plates, but I certainly see Illinois license plates, which means apparently some unemployed union workers or maybe people who work directly for the union are coming here from out of state, which is another reason why you have a crowd.
And what about when one of the headlines that caught me the other day, and I'm paraphrasing but not by much, was when the headline came out the other day that said the police are out looking for Democrats when the Senate Democrats left the state. I've heard since then it's happened before. I'd never heard of such a thing.
Well, under Wisconsin law, you can be compelled to show up under what they call a call of the Senate. And we can send the state patrol out to look for people. Now, that's why the Democrats who are not here are not hiding out in another Wisconsin city like Milwaukee or Green Bay. Hypothetically, we could send the state patrol out to get them. That's why the Democrats have run all the way to another state, because they are afraid that we would, I guess, release the nuclear option and try to bring the state patrol to get them, which is the reason why, like I said, on your TV set, you will see Democrats being interviewed in another state.
And I would think that that would backfire. I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat or a Democrat for the constituents that say, wait a minute, we voted you in to do our business.
Absolutely. I think when people turn on their TV station and see Democrats being interviewed in Chicago and Rockford, they know that something is wrong with these people.
Where do you see this going now? I mean, we're still waiting. We still can't have a vote on this at this point. Where do you see this heading?
Well, I think public pressure will begin to build on the Democrats. And the longer this drags on, quite frankly, it's going to leave Governor Walker in no position other than to lay off state workers. We wanted to pass this right away so we could immediately reduce the take-home pay of some government employees. But if Governor Walker does not have that option as a way to balance the budget, he may have to lay off people, which is unfortunate.
And I was a little stunned as well this weekend when I watched cable coverage and saw doctors handing out notes to teachers on video with both parties involved standing there and writing out excuses, medical excuses, pseudo-medical excuses for how long they'd want to be out. I mean, there has to be some legal ramifications to that, I would think.
Well, I hope we ask the medical society to look into it, but this gets back to something that people would say that I'm being overly partisan to bring it up. But quite frankly, there's a lot more immorality on the left in this country than conservatives. So sadly, it's not surprising to find some ultra-liberal doctors who are willing to throw their integrity to the wind and claim that people are sick who aren't sick. It just shows that's what goes on in the liberal mind.
Well, this story certainly isn't over. Sir, I know you're incredibly busy. I can't tell you how much I appreciate your time trying to help us sort it out here in Michigan. And there are ramifications across the country for what is happening there. And I appreciate your time and your consideration.
Well, always glad to talk to my friends in Michigan.
There you go. Thank you so very much and have a good evening.
Good evening.
We've been speaking with Senator Glenn Grothman, a Republican of Wisconsin. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.